I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories. On this episode of The Dad Experience, we talk to Eric and Peter, and we're bringing the guys back and we're talking everything about Elf on the Shelf. How do you do Elf on the Shelf? What do you do with Elf on the Shelf? And how do you remember to do all the things that Elf on the Shelf needs? So join us, won't you, on this amazing, fantastic, fabulous journey we like to call The Dad Experience. Welcome to The Dad Experience. It's always fun when we have returning guests. And of course, Eric is not really a guest anymore. He's basically that co-host that you can show up and lend us that humor when we need it. So welcome, Peter, back to The Dad Experience.
How's it going, fellas?
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
What's up?
And Eric, how's it going, my friend?
Good. How you doing?
You still wearing that tutu?
I'm wearing a tutu right now. Yeah, I've got a tutu on. I got what do they put? A crown in my head. I got a wand in my hand, and I'm just doing pirouettes around my apartment.
So, for those of you that don't know, Eric's last Funky Friday dancing was in a tutu. So go check his Instagram out and see him doing that from last Friday. It's very amusing, walking around the streets in a tutu. So more power to you, man.
Thanks. It was 20 degrees that day. It was cold.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine. So
the best part of those. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, man.
The best part of those videos, Eric, and I know I've said it to you before, nobody even bats an eye. No one bats an eye around you.
You know, I'll tell you what, not to derail too much, but I actually, I cut out some of the people. Like this one, people were coming up to me. One woman was like, I don't know what you're doing, but I love it. Someone else was like, only in New York. I got a lot of comments, but you don't always put it in just to make it weirder.
It's definitely weird.
Somebody, though, you've got it. Hopefully, if you filmed it, you've got to like compile an outtake one with all those people.
I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. Somebody just actually said that to me yesterday. I've been thinking about it. So I've got a bunch of them. I'll definitely put it together, you know?
If you ever have a sprained ankle again, like, you know, a few months back when you had that problem, when you couldn't figure out what you're going to do, where I can't dance and all that stuff, we were giving you ideas. I don't know if somebody gave it to you, but I thought of it today.
What is it?
I'm Still Standing, Elton John. I told you I can't dance. I mean,
said I'm still standing. Yeah.
No, anyways. Well, we're welcoming you two guys because we're going to do another. We've done a couple holiday episodes here at The Dad Experience, but we're going to do another one and another take on the holiday episode. This one, we're going to talk about some Santa-sensitive adult parent Santa communication secrets. So, we have to stay in that secretive communication mode with Santa. So if you're listening to this with your family members, you might want to stop this one and share all those little secrets because, we want to share them with you before the big man comes around. So you might want to listen to this one and share that information with them at a later date. So we gave you that chance. Now we're going to talk. So the topic we'd like to talk to you guys about today is Elf on the Shelf and how we manage Elf on the Shelf and what do we do with Elf on the Shelf in our homes. So Peter, how do you guys handle Elf on the Shelf in your house?
Well, I'll preface by saying if Pennywise was ever to come out of the sewer in front of me, he would absolutely take the shape of this elf. I mean, it's evil. it's evil, guys.
Can you explain to me what Elf on the Shelf is? I'm half Jewish, so there are certain traditions that I didn't grow up getting, and my wife isn't doing any Elf on the Shelf, so I don't even really know what it is.
And I think Elf on the Shelf is really new too. Like, I mean, new to us. I don't think that was around when we were kids, anyways.
No, definitely not. So, the whole point of Elf on the Shelf is he is one of Santa's magic helpers, and he comes supposed to come after Thanksgiving, and he visits the children in the house with a great book, which you obviously are going to read to your children. And that night the elf appears for the first time, and he usually will bring with him a letter, and a gift or something like that on the first day. And the whole point is he is keeping an eye on everything that you're doing morning, noon, and night. And then he uses his magic powers to fly back to Santa at night. He gives the jolly old man a report on how the kids were that day. And then he flies back he hides himself that night, and then the trick is to find him in the morning. It's a great marketing concept.
You know, us Jews, we have something called Moshe on the mat, and it sounds very similar to that, what you're describing.
Well, this is a great spot for us to take a short break. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is part of the Parents On Demand Network. And if you love the Dad Experience, stick around to the end of this episode. You're going to hear about another great episode that you can get on the Parents On Demand Network app. You can get that app at the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. Just look for Parents On Demand. And we're going to have more with Eric and Peter after the break. We're going to continue this great discussion about Elf on the Shelf. So stick around after the break. Welcome back to the Dad Experience, and we're going to continue on with that great discussion we were having with Eric and Peter about Elf on the Shelf and our families at the holidays.
Yeah, it's a great thing to bring the family together. You read read a story and the magic of Santa and the magic of Christmas, and the kids get excited. And then you wake up at 4 a.m. in a panic, sweating, realizing that you haven't set the elf up from the next day, and he's still sitting in the same spot he was sitting in all day. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's some great pieces to it. It's a cute family tradition. My 4.5-year-old, has enjoyed finding him doing naughty things during the day as a way of reminding Jackson things not to do.
Got it. What are the naughty things? Like, is he like breaking stuff or like hiding things or pretending he's peeing with his feet up?
So he's, he's gotten into the cookies.
Oh, wow.
It's some pretty big stuff, some heavy stuff, He got into the cookies. Made a cup of coffee and drank half of it.
Spilled
it. Yeah, so that's a big deal. Dad didn't get a full cup of coffee that morning. It was cold. I was a little
He likes annoyed. The diuretics, it sounds like. Coffee, cookies, peeing and pooping all the way.
So Eric, you always sneak in peeing and pooping every podcast episode.
That's my job here.
So you try to get creative a couple times. He's pooped out some marshmallows.
Oh, wow.
The big thing with the elf guys is you got to be creative. And I know Eric, I watch your videos. You're a creative guy. I listen to the podcast. You run out of things to do, fellas.
Oh yeah.
you run out of things to do. You can only make so many Elf on the Shelf snow angels out of flour.
That's pretty good. That's creative. Yeah.
That is great.
I have a question. How many days are you doing this, Peter? Are you doing this like the entire month of December? Or do you start it like halfway through the month?
Yeah. So to be honest with you, so the book says that it starts after the holiday season, and he's hiding behind a turkey. So I believe he's the
right after Thanksgiving. Visit.
Are you kidding me? Like how many days? That's almost like 30 days.
Yeah. So we forgot. Stephanie and I forgot. We told each other, no problem, we'll start on December 1st. That'll be our tradition. And we forgot. December 2nd came, and our neighbors came over, and they were talking about their elf. So that didn't go over well. He's like, oh, Elfie didn't come to visit me this year. So, we had to be quick on our feet. We told them that, that he was, he was sleeping in a little bit.
Does your youngest get it yet? Because he's almost my daughter's age, right? He's almost the same, like a year and a half now.
He'll be 2 in a couple months.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so they're around the same age. Over a year. They're both over a year and a half. Right. Okay.
He doesn't get it. Right. So the great thing about the almost 2-year-old is anything you do is awesome. So he enjoys the fact that Jackson goes nuts when he sees
finds the older brother. Just kind of follow.
Yeah, he follows him a lot around and claps. Now, so my older one had a sleepover at grandma's house over the weekend, and we left the elf here. We set him up for the little guy. He had no idea. I mean, we literally put the elf on the couch. He walked by it about 12 times. We completely forgot until the dogs were chewing on on the elf and in the dog bed. So, you know, the big thing is it's cute. It's great. You forget. I mean, you guys know as a parent, it's another thing for you to remember.
Yeah. It's already enough.
It's yeah. It's the bane of our holiday existence. You know, we wake up at 2 a.m. Holy crap. Where's the elf? Where's the elf? Oh, we'll do it in the morning. And then, you know, we wind up, we'll put him inside of a shoe. There you go. He's in a shoe.
That's good. That's his sleeping. Adam, do you do it? Did your family do it or no?
Well, it was going to, you know, for us, I was asking my wife about it. So I'm like, you know, we haven't done Elf on the Shelf. And my oldest is about that age that can, you know, start to understand those things. You know, she's over 2 years old now and she doesn't totally grasp, but she would get it. So Elf on the Shelf for us, I was like, well, why don't we do it? And my wife's like, you know, because I almost bought one. Like I saw it was like on an Amazon, like one of the Black Friday deal or whatever they had. It was like a blowout for that. And I was like, well, I'm going to pick it up and have it for the house, you know, because we're going to probably buy one anyway. So I asked my wife and she's like, no, I don't want it in the house. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, because I had no clue that it was like the whole premise was he's watching you. Like I just thought it was this thing that brought gifts every day. And like, I didn't understand the whole thing. So I didn't know all about it. And I just knew it's my creepy. Friends, families did it. And so my wife's like, you know, my kids, I want them, and it's nothing against anybody that does it at all. And I side with her. I kind of side with her. I kind of want to do it just for the fun of it. But like now hearing your story, Peter, I'm like, God, I don't want to wake up at 2 a.m. if I'm not feeding the infant, you know what I mean? Or, you know, the baby, it's like, I don't want to do that. I already get up enough. So, and she's like, you know, I want him to be good the whole year. So I don't want to just take the stand and say, okay, you can be bad until after he comes out of the turkey or he's hiding behind the turkey or whatever, if you're doing it December 1st. So we don't do it. That doesn't mean we won't do it. That doesn't mean like, so my daughter comes and says, where's our elf? You know, my friend Billy, they do Elf on the Shelf. Why don't we do this? And I'm like, at that point, it's like, well, what do you do? Cause you want to keep that magical alive. You want to keep that Santa Claus thing. You know, I still believe in Santa Claus, don't you guys? And so, I mean, it's like, I don't want any of that to go at the wayside. So it's like, if it comes to it, I'm sure we'll do it. But right now we're holding off because my wife's like, well, I want her to be good the whole year.
That makes sense.
It's not going to be possible. But I mean,
I think what you're saying about like, you know, if your daughter brings it up and a friend says it, like you can get away without having to do it. So what we basically do is like Santa is watching, and we've been using Santa is watching since around Thanksgiving now. Like, he is watching you. Are you being a good boy? Are you going to be on the naughty list or the nice list? Oh, okay. Miles, you're not brushing your teeth. Okay, fine. Santa, he's going to keep you on the naughty list because he wants people with fresh breath. And not like, we've just been using that thing. And like, that is like the work. So like, you know, you could tell your daughter like, you know, well, maybe they send an elf to his house because he's been extra bad and they need the elf to really watch over him. You know what? Like, you're pretty good, and Santa's watching from afar through his like magical telescope. And so we just want to keep being good, so you make sure you're on that list, you know? And then you can, honestly, in that way, you can then rock like keeping your daughters being good the entire year, because then you just talk about Christmas, January, February. Oh, do you want to get a gift this year? And then you just keep it going, you know? It's been an amazing tool for us.
You hit the nail on that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Because that makes sense. If you're extra bad, you need the elf. So that fits in what's going on here perfectly.
Well, Eric, you were mentioning earlier in the show too, there's a Jewish tradition. You guys do anything with
that? Oh, no, I was moisture on the mat was just a joke, but I realized you guys didn't get it.
Oh, you said, I didn't even hear you say moisture on the mat. I just heard you say something quick.
I said, yeah, we got to do it.
Now I sound like an idiot.
No, you know, I realized after that I was like, either they didn't hear me or they thought I was dead serious and I didn't want to be disrespectful when I said moisture.
No, I didn't. I heard it when you said moisture on the mat. You know, it was together, and I was like, I thought you said something quick, and I was like, well, okay, then we'll come back to it.
I thought you were speaking Hebrew. That was.
Really I was.
Okay. So no insensitivity there. Yeah, I was just like, okay.
In fact, you were being like extra sensitive because you're like, oh, he brought up something. Oh, we just ignore the Jew, whatever. Talk about Christmas.
Quick switch back to Santa.
So
it's so funny because in my house, we celebrated both, but like, you know, you said Elf on the Shelf is new. So like, we talked about Santa, but I had Hanukkah gifts. So like, it was just it's like so different. And then in our family now, we do both. So like, we literally have a Christmas tree all lit up and lights all around our apartment, and then we have lit my grandmother's old like electronic menorah, and like we light them. So it's just such a wild thing, you know. We talk all this Christmas stuff, but then like we teach them Hanukkah traditions too. But there's no special Moshe on the mat or like Hanukkah Harry. That's what we used to say. Because, oh, we got to worry about Hanukkah Harry. Bring our Hanukkah gifts. But that was...
Isn't it the...
Do any of you guys celebrate Festivus?
No, we haven't done Festivus, but we used to.
The airing of the grievances.
Yeah, that's like every get together of my parents and our family, which is just like every weekend.
Yeah, that's a normal occurrence here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So it's an everyday thing.
You know, Adam, like what you're saying with the once you start it, you can't stop. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're all right. In, Pete. You're like, this is like the next like decade.
Yeah, it's over. So, yeah. And it makes sense. And I've, you know, as an educator, you know, my wife and I, we talked about it. You know, we do want him to behave all the time. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The elf hasn't changed his behavior. He told me yesterday, he said to me, yes, I said, buddy, you got to wear your coat to school. Elfie's going to go back and he's going to tell Santa, fine, I'll tell Grammy and she won't make me wear a coat.
Oh, man. Negotiating is like negotiating.
It, like right. It backfired.
You can't stop it once you start.
You said that now, before right here. I was like, yeah, it's absolutely correct.
It's on strike. I don't know what to tell you.
What, and you guys, there's another holiday. There's a tradition that's kind of along the lines of the Christmas tradition. Any of you guys do the St. Nicholas Day? Not All Saints Day, but St. Nicholas Day. There's the one day early. I don't know the date, but it's early December. Like we used to put it, it's an old tradition. They used to put your shoe out and you get like small, kind of like the elf on the shelf, but you get a small gift. But it was more, I think it was more in tradition with the old St. Nick idea. And you leave your shoe out and you get these small like toys, just little things, nothing big.
At my wife's church, because they're Russian Orthodox, they do a St. Nicholas thing. So it was this past weekend, actually. And it's always like, I think, a week or two before Christmas. It's around this time of year. And there, like, St. Nick comes and he wears it. He has a different outfit than Christmas. And he gives the kids small little toys. But I don't remember hearing anything about the shoe. But I guess I'll have to check
that. Maybe that was something that my family did. So it's something that you did in the Orthodox, the you said Russian Orthodox, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it must be it's something. And I know we did it as a kid. I haven't done it and I haven't looked into the date with my kids or anything. And,
they still do that in Europe a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And my dad is, you know, my dad's first generation, you know, Maltese. So I'm first generation, you know, I'm not born here. So that might be where it came back from too in our family. I don't know. I'm not sure, but yeah. So thank you so much for listening to the Dad Experience. It's been a great year so far. We have a couple more episodes left in 2018, but we're going to take a quick minute here to thank you all for listening to us and wishing you a happy holiday season. And we will continue to bring you more episodes this coming 2019, but we still got a couple left this month. So keep checking us out, subscribe, rate, like, review. If you have a question for us, email us at experienceanddad@gmail.com. And we are most active on Instagram. So find us on Instagram, follow us, interact with us. We are the Dad Experience. Thank you so much. Have a happy holidays and we'll see you next time on the Dad Experience.